Karina Sanchez is the festival organizer for El Grito. That is the festival that was set to take place next weekend. I would imagine it was a hard decision to postpone it. What were the reasons for postponing it, Karina?
Yeah, hi. It was a very hard and painful decision to postpone the event, but with the heightened political tensions and just given our location in downtown Chicago, you know, we felt it was irresponsible to continue. This was further confirmed yesterday when we received a call from the governor's office, you know, strongly recommending that we think about whether we wanted to move forward.
Because we've seen that there have been festivals celebrating Mexican Independence Day, I think in Waukegan and one of the other northern suburbs. Does this seem to be happening nationwide, or is because the focus is on Chicago right now, you think this is the safest option?
Yeah, everyone that's putting on festivities is faced with the same crisis, right, in decision-making. And a lot of people right now, including Waukegan, I believe they canceled, or no, they didn't cancel, they postponed. And it's focused right now on Chicago because, you know, we've confirmed that, you know, ICE is here and, you know, there's a potential for the National Guard to be called in as well. So we really have to think about the safety of everyone, including our attendees and just the general public in the city right now.
Did the governor's office pretty much tell you to postpone? And what did they tell you to expect if you did not?
So the governor's office didn't tell us to postpone, but they did call us and advise us or strongly recommend that we think about postponing. And, you know, the governor said on his press release, I believe it was yesterday, that he has information that ICE was planning on targeting these types of events. And so whether that, you know, is true or not, we just couldn't take the risk in case, you know, that was in fact the case.
And so tell everybody about the festival, those that don't know, maybe they're listening in the burbs. It's a two-day event. It was scheduled for next weekend in Grant Park. I can't imagine what the cost will be to cancel or postpone. Even to postpone something like this has to be an enormous cost.
It is, and we tried to wait till the very last minute to make this decision until, you know, we were at the point of no return yesterday, and that's when we made the call late last night. But the festival, you know, we're really saddened to not be able to celebrate this year. We had about 24,000 attendees last year, and we were expecting, you know, between 30 and 35,000 this year. And it is just a great family-friendly event, music, food, a lot of culture. So it's really sad for us not to be able to provide that this year, but we are encouraging people to continue to celebrate in a way that's safe for them.
And there are full refunds for people who have purchased tickets?
Yes, we're currently, you know, talking to vendors. We are refunding fully. People should see refunds within the next 7 days for a ticket.
You've got a lot of work on your hands. That's hard to cancel a festival that has taken a year to plan, just 7 days or 8 days before it takes place. What is the biggest concern right now in the Mexican community in Chicago?
I think the biggest concern right now is, you know, our community staying safe, you know, not just those that are undocumented and being targeted by ICE, but also, you know, those that are perhaps going out to protest this weekend, next weekend, just making sure that everyone is staying safe is, you know, we don't want to give any reason for, you know, the National Guard to come here, right? So I know that's a lot of what, you know, the leaders in our communities are saying is, you know, don't take the bait, right?
And, you know, are people in the community being instructed to carry their green card or their citizenship status in the form of a passport or any documentation they have?
Yes, they are. And, everyone is being advised to do that.
And what kind of documentation is that? And what is the risk of carrying it on your person in case you were to lose it or someone was to take it from you?
Right. I mean, I think everyone has to weigh that risk, right? And it's unfortunate that you have to carry these documents with you when there's, you know, there's also a risk of, you know, racial profiling. And, you know, one of the things that I thought was interesting that was advised to us was even if you get asked, you know, if you have papers, if you are legal. A lot of the advice is, you know, maybe don't say anything, because even if you are legal, if you're with someone that is not, you know, it puts them in a bad situation as well. So there's a lot of nuances to what's going on right now.
Well, I was going to ask about that. I mean, so you're perfectly legal. You're born in the U.S. You're a naturalized citizen, but you don't have a passport. I mean, the driver's license isn't proof of citizenship, is it? It seems as if Americans who don't have a passport or birth certificate with them could be at risk of incarceration. Am I wrong in that?
No, that's correct. And I think that we've seen several instances of that happen elsewhere.
Well, any other further messages you want to the thousands of people that may have purchased tickets, or to the vendors, or I would imagine if it's a lot for me to digest, I can't imagine what it's like for you to digest, just because I know what it takes to put on these festivals.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. But we did send out an email today to all of our stakeholders, our vendors, our production team, ticket holders. You know, we 100% apologize for not being able to pull through and make this happen. But we do hope to come back, you know, potentially postpone this to later this year, and definitely come back stronger next year.
And your website, if people want info, is?
www.elgritochicago.com.
Thank you so much for joining us, Karina.
Okay, thank you.